Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop, cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind, cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come in with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know, cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast, and we ready to clap, cause you suck at MC, sold out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and fell into the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old man straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is OMF. We're back for a dope show. I'm honored to have a special guest on the line, Veronica Goldman, Gonzalez, DJ from New York, on the line. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm so blessed. So give us a little background on you, a little background how you, on you and how you got into business and
sure,
everything.
Of course. Not a problem. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you for having me on the show. I'm honored. Thank you. Yeah, basically, from the start way went back in the days. I had been doing music for a long time. I could say, usually at the age of 7 years old, it was just a passion of mine. And I felt something that instilled in me at the age that I wanted to pursue this as a long time thing. So then at the time, I just always listened to music. I was inspired by how, you know, people were saying and different sorts of that nature. And down the line, I loved it. So down the line, I was in junior high school 22. And then I went to do school choir for a little bit. It was a pretty good experience. And then down the line, I had the opportunity to work with Al Sharpton for the Change Choir. It was a great experience. We got to travel. We got to, you know, see things in there. And overall, it's just something that I appreciate, you know. And then later on, I just started doing open mic showcases, you know, just, you know, here and there, doing my own songs at time, you know, building up my, my portfolio, as they say, as an artist, and putting out songs of that nature. And till now, I'm here.
So who's your influences and who is your people that influenced you to get into DJ and starting your talk about your radio station and your and everything.
Sure, and definitely. Not a problem. All right, so my musical influences, of course, is Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Alicia Keys, the list goes on. Besides that, you know, basically how I got into the industry is just, you know, I just started acting as an artist, solo artist, and pushing myself out there and, you know, just reaching out with people that, you know, wanted to showcases, you know, networking was it's definitely key. You network with people, the right people, and, you know, you form a circle of people that support you and you support them, you know. So down the line, I just, you know, put my name out there. I was on shows, showcases, open mics, everything, name it, basically, just to get my name out there. And then, yeah, I mean, I believe around 2 or 3 years ago, I actually formed my own brand, which is called the Real G Productions, which we do TV, and now we branched off from the TV now to radio. Actually, today we're doing a live episode, so you guys are more welcome to tune in. It's going to be at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's the Real G Spotlight Radio Show, and that's at DTF Radio, so you guys could definitely check that out, download it for free on Google Play. And, yeah, check us out there live on Ustream, all that. And we'll give you guys a shout-out again. Not a problem. And, yeah, like I said, you know, it's just it's been an honor just working with my production, Virtue Productions, coincide with my business partner, J. Empire Media. We do a lot of stuff. We do docufilms. We do the TV show, the radio show. I branched off my own Spotlight Magazine, which is releasing tomorrow, the April issue, on April 1st. So definitely support that, guys, if you can. That's at www.maccloud.com. You guys can get your copies there, print or digital. And, yeah, we have a lot of great people there on that issue and working. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, so how did you get into DJing, and what was to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I do DJ at home. I never DJ like in like events and stuff, but I like how other DJs work, you know. But I do mostly at home, and, you know, if I'm comfortable, mostly for the time being. But yeah, I just love music. You know, music has always been a part of my life. And especially, it's like, to me, it's my therapy. You know, especially putting stuff out there and all that sorts. And then I just released also a latest album, which is called Victory, which came out last year. And actually, I had the opportunity and the privilege to work with Cuban Link. We did a song called Come With Me. So you guys can go check that out. The video's out there as well on my YouTube channel on the Real G Spotlight Network. Definitely support that. You guys can. I'll subscribe back. And again, the song's called Come With Me featuring Cuban Link. It's an amazing bilingual, reggaeton, you know, hip-hop, you know, Latin flavor. And there you can say English to Spanish, and with the videos there, and you guys can check it out, and you guys can also vote for our song at www.ldmradio.com for Latin category. We're trying to get that award this year. We're trying, guys. You got to click on it, go to Latin, scroll down, you see there the name, Come With Me, Bro G, whatever, just click on it. Just vote once a week, guys. We support and love, and we're trying to get that award. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you, to also, it's an honor to have you on my show. You know, it's an honor to have a woman on my show. Because not two women call my show because they don't like what I got to say about hip-hop and stuff that's going on in hip-hop. So what you think about hip-hop, and what you think about the women and what they're doing in hip-hop and how they expressing themselves in hip-hop, and what you think about hip-hop?
That's a good question. Overall, with hip-hop, I think it has changed a lot since, you know, back in the days when it started, originally in the late 70s, with Sugar Hill and Gang, I believe the Sugar Hill Gang, forgive me. And, you know, from that point on, it's been a great journey, you could say, from the hip-hop genre itself to now. But what I've seen as being an artist and seeing it as an independent artist in that sense, I've seen how a lot of hip-hop artists, they don't really appreciate the culture. You know, they just, you know, like the trap music, or you hear, you know, different types of styles. And hip-hop should be just something you embrace in your neighborhood, you know, in the community, like, you know, for us, for her, urban, you know, community, stuff like that. And all that sorts. But I just feel, you know, it should be more appreciated. Now for the females in the hip hop game, I give them like nothing but much love. They're really representing it, especially this year in the Grammys. A lot of females have taken a lot of Grammys, from Megan Thee Stallion, you know, Cardi B. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I feel like this is the year that we're finally being represented the right way, especially for females in the hip hop industry. And we're finally getting a moment, you know.
Oh, I hear that. Well, that's a good, that was a good, I mean, you about said it all, you know what I'm saying? And coming from the, like you said, you practically educated everybody that you come from the Mecca hip-hop. You understand? I come from the Mecca hip-hop. And you my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Aww,
we know We know what hip hop says. We like to. That's what I have my show. I like to educate people on what hip hop is, and I like to have my homegirls and my homeboys come on here because they think I'm hating and I'm hating on hip hop. No, I'm not. I grew up in hip hop. I watched how it evolved. I watched the like you said, the legends in hip hop don't get their respect.
Exactly.
The Mecca hip hop no longer has their respect. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm upset about. That's why I have my show, because I'm from there. And I'm back to take back our respect, man. I don't live there no more, because if I lived there, you know what I'm saying, I would have had a lot to say. But you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, we just let people just disrespect us, and now we just go along and get along. And hip hop, I'm just embarrassed, insulted that we from Mecca hip hop, and we just let this art form just go in the toilet.
That's very true. Very true. You know, especially when I was going on with this, with everything with Black Lives Matter, and these are things that people really need to focus on and bring us, especially as artists, up. It doesn't matter which genre particularly, but I feel like we need to talk about issues that really are hitting home, you know, and bring it out there and let people know that we're hurting, you know, as being a minority and a woman, it's hard, you know, to being in this industry and trying to get yourself out there. And then you see these issues that happen in your own backyard. You know, you're trying as much as you can to influence other people, but also tell a real story behind your message, you know, what these things are happening, you know. And I feel like, you know, we need, like, especially what you mentioned with the hip-hop culture, we need to bring that back, you know. I mean, everybody could talk about sex, drugs, and women. I mean, that's the norm, right? But at the same time, you need to talk about real issues that are happening. Like, I appreciated back in the days in the 80s at Rakim, and I could go on and on about the 80s, the rappers back in the day that had good, strong messages with their music, and they talk about real stuff, you know, and things like, you know, that were needed to really be talked about, you know.
Yeah, and the thing about it, them brothers is the GOAT. You understand? You the GOAT, the ones that putting out music. We the GOAT. People that come from New York City that was there and was a major player we see we got a major players in hip hop. They don't even talk about. You understand? There's some major players, there's women that have a major influence on hip hop. You understand me? And they don't talk about them. You understand? The real MCs, a lot of them were women. You understand? That started hip hop. Y'all don't get your respect, man.
That's so true.
Because they didn't tell the story. These documentaries is a bunch of garbage. You know what I'm saying? First of all, the MC came late to the party. You understand? It was a DJ. Tell me I'm not lying. It was the breakdancers before the excuse my language.
No,
okay. The MC. You understand? They not telling the truth. Freestyle is off the top of the dome, not written. You know, they not telling the truth. You had to have rap skills, flow, and talent to make hip-hop. You couldn't get on them. Like, you ain't taking off your clothes and putting on a wig and a dress to make hip-hop. That's what time it is. You don't have to have those skills. You don't have to sing no more. Popular music is garbage to me. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't feeling it, and I ain't agreeing with it, and I ain't gonna say that for a record deal. I ain't gonna say that as hip hop. That's garbage, and we need to stand up and say that.
Amen to that, definitely.
And that's disrespectful. Women don't have to take off their clothes to make hip hop. I'm insulted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disrespected. That's my problem with this new school shit. I know women got flow and got things. A lot of them got skills. Why you got to take off your clothes? Why you got to make videos
Amen.
Like that? You understand? Hip hop was the message. It's a jungle sometimes that makes you wonder why you keep from going under. It still relates. 2021, that song still relates to this day. We still got rats in the alley. We still got dope fiends. And look around.
Wow. That is so true. Yeah.
Melly Mel is the GOAT.
Yeah.
You talk about the GOAT. Melly Mel is the GOAT. Beat Street, he told you the story. He told you about hip-hop. They the GOAT. All you people talking about you the GOAT. You wasn't even around when hip-hop started for you to sit up there and say you the GOAT. You understand
that
me?
That is true.
DJ Hollywood, you talk about DJ Hollywood. They don't talk about him. They don't talk about Eddie Cheeba, the ones that was in the clubs before Rapper's Delight, before the breaks. They don't know nothing about hip hop. Don't make no documentary unless you tell the truth.
Mm.
And I'm here to say that shit is garbage. Ain't nobody saying that. You ain't telling the DJ is the GOAT. The DJ, if without the DJ, there ain't no hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Online.
That's true.
Well, anyway, I'm gonna let that go, and I'm gonna play your song. Like you said, you got this song with Kuban Link.
Yes.
Say it again. Founders of hip hop, Big Punch, Fat Joe, Beatin' Up. Oh, you think I don't know? I'm from there. Y'all don't know nothing about hip hop.
Oh shoot!
They don't know. The Bronx, they best MCs and rappers come from the Bronx and Brooklyn. Tell them I'm not lying. Tell me I'm lying.
That's right. That is right. Nothing.
Well, anyway, we're gonna play Phil Call Me with Coop, featuring Coop and Length. So introduce your song.
Definitely. So the song is called Call Me, featuring Kuban Link, and it's a great collaboration I've done with him. It's basically, like I mentioned, the song of it is, you know, him telling me like to leave my man, get with him. But it's kind of like a nice kind of tune to it. So it's like a reggae song and all that. English and Spanish. So hope you guys like it, and thank you so much.
Veronica,
you've been like,
girl, geez, vente conmigo.
Veronica, come with me.
Mami, vente conmigo. Sé que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te ve en tus ojos perdido. Él ya no te sabe querer.
Give me a love, just one shot to make you mine. Show you to love you and blow your mind. Do it as me, yeah, so do ya. A love so divine.
Yeah. Show me the love. Conmigo, sé que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te ve en tus ojos perdido. Él ya no te sabe querer. Chiquitita, vente conmigo, pa' poder acariciarte tu piel.
este besito de cabeza hasta el ombligo. Ven conmigo, olvídate de él.
Ay, olvídate de él.
So baby, are you gonna come with me? Ben, mami, let me set you free. I need to know right now, are you down to ride or die? Ride da 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 da.
You're the one for me. Boy, papi, I'ma follow your lead. And I'ma hold you down till the day I die.
Uh-huh.
Cause you're my guy, my ride
or die. I bet your man can't do it like that. No cap, still at 24 carry gold Mac. That throwback rapper that'll give you no slack. Hold that. And I'ma pick it to your eyes, roll back. And have your toes tapping like a ballerina when you up in my arena. Give you that vitamina, make you proud to be Latina. And change your whole demeanor, it'll have you feeling leaner. From the way you talk to the way you domina. Word is Selena, I've been dreaming of you, even you do. So we can do what we've been meaning to do. It's us two, no one else needs to be in the crew. Up in the mountaintop together, overseeing the view. Am I being a fool? And believing that you love me and always thinking of me. Girl, why don't you just leave? It must be a reason, don't hush me. You told me to trust you, now trust me. Mami, vente conmigo. Sé que tú no estás contenta con él. Se te ve en tus ojos perdido. Él ya no te sabe querer. Chiquitica, vente conmigo. Pa' poder cariciarte tu piel. Darte besitos de cabeza hasta el ombligo. Ven conmigo, olvídate de él.
Yeah, we back with Veronica Gonzalez from New York City. That old song called me, featuring Cuban Lynx from the Terror Squad. Yeah, that was a dope song. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I got I forgot I do. I'd like to thank you for playing our song on your show too.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No, not a problem. People like.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Yeah,
no, people are like,
oh,
no, it's okay.
Yeah,
no problem.
Thank you. I forgot to say that, too. So I like, you know, we're saying we need to give our people our roses while we're here, not when they're gone. So you tell them now. You know, you appreciate them now. You understand? We wait till they're dead, and then we have a big crowd and everything. And whoa, no, tell them when they're here. So I appreciate you and I honor to you on the show. So we're going to take some calls.
Thank you.
Can we take the first caller?
Hey, family, it's Ann Jules calling to say, hey, what's up, my family?
What's up, Ann Jules? We got Veronica Gonzalez from New York City in the house, Spotlight Radio in the house.
Hey, Queen, I'm loving the show. I'm loving the interview.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you.
Oh, most definitely. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm loving the music and loving what you're saying. And, wow, many blessings to you. And I thank you and OMF and Black Tear on Blackout Radio here on OMF Posse Show. I appreciate you all letting me call in and do my thing and say hi to your guests. I love this show, and I'm really grateful to be able to connect to another female out there doing her thing.
Hey, awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you so much. Thank you. Much love. Much love.
Oh,
thank
most
you.
Definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, do you mind if I ask you a question I ask of all the guests?
Sure.
Cool. I do a lot of things. I wear a lot of hats, and I love to bring a lot of joy and positivity into the world. And I wanted to ask you, as I do a lot of people, can you describe a moment on your pathway when you felt you were at your most joyous, happiest moment, along your journey in music, in your art, in your creativity? I mean, I'm on a couple Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, and I got a track that I wrote with Rob DeNoise Temple from Sugar Hill Gang, DJ, you know, there's a lot of really good things that I'm blessed with, and I thank God every day just for waking up and being alive. But I just wanted to, you know, I'm so inspired by so many people, OMF bars, your music, so many people out there. I just wanted to ask you if there would be something that hits you in your heart that you could share.
Of course, definitely. Just thank you so much. You just made my day. You guys are amazing. Definitely, thank you.
No problem.
Well, there was two moments in my life and in my journey, as I say. The first one, when I first performed many years ago at the New York Rica Poets Cafe, and it was just, I was nervous. I was like, oh, my God, and I'm actually performing for the people, and that experience was overwhelming, but also was great. And later on, I actually did one of my showcases there for other independent artists as well. So it was just a great feedback. Like, I was there to perform years ago, and then later on to give back to the community and independent artists was just amazing. Like, wow, this is awesome. And then another time, I recently did a song called Fighter. I went through something personally last year, and it kind of gave me an eye-opener right before COVID, actually. And I kind of, like, was going through – I'll be honest with you guys. I keep it real. So I was going through suicidal thoughts, and it was some really bad stuff going on back then last year. And this song is called Fighter. I'm actually going to give it to one. You don't worry about it. I'll get to next time. And this song, it resonates what I went through, and the song is so powerful in the video. You got to check it out. And it talks about things, you know, we all go through, being bullied, you know, going through domestic violence, you know, being raped and stuff like that, and overcoming things and knowing that you're strong and that you're here for a reason. And with that mindset, you know, when I made this song, I didn't realize how powerful it was until later on when I recorded it and put it out there. And I saw the impact, people commenting and saying, wow, this is really awesome. So that was another moment in my life. I felt like it's pretty good.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful. You gave me goosebumps listening to what you were just saying.
Thank you.
For real, I got goosebumps, sister.
No problem. Definitely.
Wow.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. Definitely check out the video. It's called Fighter. Just for Fighter Vero G. It's on my YouTube channel on the Vero G Spotlight Network. You'll see, like, me with the Puerto Rican flag. That's me, the dog or something. Yeah, you can check it out.
Thank you.
And, I'll support you as well, and I appreciate the love. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Most definitely. Well, I still know OMS, so he's my family. I mean, he's been a great support to me. Him and Black Tear, I've been calling in to Blackout Radio since 2015.
Awesome. That's amazing. I love that.
Awesome people. You know, it just changed my life. So on that note, you can check me out. Ageless Angels is my band's name, and I've also been a guest with my love, Jot Earthling Jay, on this station. On the show, and I'm part of the Blackout Radio family, and I love to connect people and that, you know, are in the industry, good people, and that's what I do. I use the gifts that I'm given to help others, and I'm grateful that I met Rob Denoise Temple through Crip Hop Nation Worldwide, which is representing for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the blind, the elderly, and the poor. And we give a platform to people out there like that, you know. So,
I commend you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you, sister. I'm so grateful to be blessed with so many wonderful people in my life, and I give many, many props and kudos to OMF and to all the pioneers, you know, all the people who started hip hop. And like you guys were talking about earlier, you know, from Brooklyn, and, you know, the family that, you know, that we all have been for each other, all the pioneers. I mean, I just turned 51 this year, even though I call myself Ageless Angels, and, you know, my stage name is Ann Jules, but I come from the old school hip hop, like you were talking about, back in the 70s, you know, that's where I grew up with, you know, my friend Terry Moore worked with Queen Latifah and MC Light. You know, I saw those queens singing and doing their thing. And, yeah, it's kind of a
– wow.
I've actually been banned on Facebook for talking about Cardi B.
Oh boy. I know. We could go nothing another day for that because that's. I respect her because her grind and her hustle, but you know the way she kind of does it, you know.
Yeah.
You remember what she was before she did that? Before she was,
yeah, she
remember
was a stripper,
when she first came out, she bust flows. You know what I'm saying? She was doing good, man. I was really respected when she first came out with her first song. I liked her song. But then she like went south for me, and I ain't feeling her no more. You know what I'm saying? Because they sold out to the money. That's what hip hop is. You don't have to be talented no more. You know what I'm saying? Well, she's talented, sorry. Don't take that back. She's talented. There's talented people out there, but they get them to do
some
other stuff.
They sell out for the fool's gold, really. I mean, yeah, she's got handlers, you know it, you know. There's never a moment she's not being told what to do. So I already know. I've already ghosted so many labels and people that just wanted to control me. I refuse. So
that's good.
I'm still independent, you know. Ghosted Sony and Warner Brothers. And, you know, I'm a model, too. I've been through that ring. You know, I didn't do any of that. I haven't signed any contracts. I just make my own. I'm my own publisher. Talk about independent, you know.
I love that. No, that's good.
Working
on control.
Tell her who you work with. She's from New York City, so tell her who you work with, like, man, in the industry.
Who, me or your guest?
You.
Oh, okay.
Who's you? Andrew Wilson.
Yes, Andrew.
Oh, man, awesome. That's what's up, man.
Well,
awesome.
I don't know. I work with a lot of people in the industry. This is, Wu-Tang Clan and, I used to rock with 1017 Brick Squad, with Waka Flocka's people and Gucci Mane and, it's experience, you know, it's experience, and I am grateful for the opportunities. Actually, I met a lot of these people from here, from Black Deer, and he's helped, you know, to support me and show me a lot of support, too. So, you know.
I love that.
What about working with Rob Noise and Sugar Hill Gang?
Yeah,
and how you
that
song.
Our most happiest accomplishment. The last 2 years we were working on this track that Robin Roy Temple gave us in 2018 and asked us to throw down on it. And, he died last April. He was the first Jive Records, him and his wife at the time, Margaret Temple. Rest in peace. She died in April as well. She died first, and then his wife Judy died, and then Rob died all within the same month. So we kept his legacy alive by releasing a track called Deja Vu for You, featuring Rob Joyce Temple, and he wrote the music for it. And I have to say that he told the Sugar Hill Gang and all the rappers and all the people that have been in and out of his studio, and he worked with so many people of so many walks of life there in Brooklyn. He told them no when they heard this track, and he ended up handing it as a gift to us and to honor him and his spirit and his art, his work, his family, the Temple Dynasty, you know, his wives that he lost. We lost him to honor his spirit. It still flows. It flows and it goes. And I'm so grateful that we released it in September of last year. Check that out. Deja Vu for You, featuring Robin Hood Temple. Angels Angels. We're on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, all the major platforms out there.
Awesome. Definitely will. Wow.
awesome.
But thank you so much, Queens and Kings. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know you got a great show ahead.
No problem.
Very, very honored to meet another queen in the industry, and I wish you much success in your creativity and everything that you do.
Thank you so much. Same here. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Anna.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
All right, my brother. Love you guys. Peace out.
Love you too.
Bam. Am Jules. Bam for you for life.
Awesome.
Let me take another caller. 517-215.
Hello.
What's up? Where you calling from? Who's this?
This Hardhead Gino calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Nice.
What's up?
Nice.
We got Veronica Gonzalez from New York City on the house. In the house.
Hey.
Well, that's what's up, NY. Great place.
Thank you.
So what's up?
Call
what's
in,
going on?
Call in to promote my new album, Gino Picture Perfect. And it's on platforms. I just released it last week. We already at 85,000 plus streams.
Wow, awesome. Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Well, so what's the song and everything?
G-Note, Picture Perfect.
Nice.
Hardheadgnote.com is the website.
Okay, cool. Check it out. I'll check it out.
Yes, indeed. And say also, if you go on Amazon and cop that on Amazon, leave a review for me. I appreciate it.
Oh, cool. That's what's up.
Yeah, and hit me up on friend me on Facebook and send your music so I can play it on the show to my Gmail at redheadron48@gmail.com, and I play the song on, play your music on the show. And if you want to come on and interview and co-host on the show, I have open slots in May and June. So hit me up, friend me on Facebook, and send me your music.
Yes. I think I might have already sent you my music. Say shout out to Black Tear. He linked me up with you, you know, my homie.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you for calling the show. And I check you out. You sent your music to myself already?
Yep, Hall here, email. Yeah.
Well, send it to me again.
Yes. Really do. And say also, I got a Facebook group as well, Hip Hop Life, and could join. Some requests to join that. So we got a whole lot of different people, like producers, marketers, managers, and a whole lot of different people, artists in the group, and you can network in that group as well. It's Hip Hop Life, and it's a music symbol.
Awesome. That's what's up.
I was just trying to come in the community, like before Clubhouse, it was Hip Hop Life. You feel me?
That's what's up. Detroit in the house.
Indeed, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Don't forget
to sign
up for the list. All the time.
That's
at hardheadgnote.com.
Hardheadgnote.com. That's what time it is. We got you, my friend.
Awesome.
Yeah, so keep in touch, man.
Yes, it definitely will. I'll be calling you more often now.
All right.
So
we'll do that.
All right. Thanks,
yeah. Thank you for supporting the show. Can we get another caller?
302-275.
There it goes,
302-275.
There we go.
Hey.
Hey.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Kathy and Conrad DeMatteis from Delaware.
Hey, Kathy.
Wow.
You got VR.
Hey.
We got Veronica Gonzalez in the house from New York City in the house.
I've been listening in.
Hi, Zoe.
The song had a good beat to it. I was listening to it, and I was kind of getting my own little groove on. I liked that Spanish sound that was in there. I thought it was really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you.
So what's going on, Kathy?
I can't believe how you and I can flow so good writing the, that's like, I honestly can't wait to Vegas because it's going to be a good time, man. We're going to have a really, really good time in Vegas.
Yeah.
I've been blown away by what we're doing.
Because I'm from Brooklyn, New York. And then we flow. You got to have flow. You know what I'm saying? Brothers in Brooklyn can flow. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no comedy. This is hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And me and her go back freestyling. You know, I'm the only one on Facebook that freestyles with people because nobody wants to do it because they can't do it. So that's one of the elements of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You got to have rap skills. MC, you got to be MC first. You see, they don't tell the truth again. You have to be an MC first, not a rapper. It's got it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're not telling the truth. And me and her go back and forth. You got to tell the truth. You just don't know.
That's true.
But she's from the East Coast. You understand? There we go. Stay from the East Coast. We from the East Coast, so we know how to flow. You have to have flow. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, I've been playing around with, I mean, I grew up, well, my kids were the ones that were listening to more hip-hop. So when my kids, you know, when my kids were little and they were all in the car, I had no choice. Like, I had to listen to it, you know, like, keep your kids happy. You know, to get in, singing along, from the flow. And I would just do it all on my own, like, you know, in the shower, like it was my own entertainment. And then one day I started writing, and I started seeing how I could do this and how I could flip this and make it all work. And I've just been having a very good time just being me, just doing what I do, writing what I write. I feel what I feel, and I put it out.
I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yep. We're just keeping the hip-hop alive, that's all. That's all we do. We try to keep hip-hop alive, man. Because nobody got the balls to come on there and freestyle and let us know how you flow. Because that's what I'm saying. They don't know the elements of hip-hop.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't. Like, it's, you know, you're talking about somebody who's a baby in this right here. And it was just, I just wrote this one song one day that I just felt like had a hip-hop beat to it. And I kept going, you know, and I kept, you know, I kept playing around with it. So, like, this, I mean, like, I can't say this is something that's, like, you know, it's just something that's come to me, and I've just been working it. Like, it wasn't something that I set out to do or, you know, like I was like, oh, I'm going to be number one in this or number one in that. Like, that just wasn't the case. It was just something that started to come out one day, and I'm just feeling it. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not giving it any label. I'm just going with what I have. There's a lot that I need to learn when it comes to this. So, you know, I'm not trying to pretend I'm, you know, like a master hip-hop artist or anything like that, which is why I said I call myself a granny rapper.
That's how everybody had to do. But they don't tell the truth, though. They don't tell the truth. You have to be MC first. You have to learn how to flow first. You've taken the right step. The steps is learn how to flow first, and then you become a rapper. So you taking the right steps, so take your time. learn how to rap. That's what I'm saying. Nobody learn how to rap no more. You understand? That's why you ain't got that flow. That's why they can't be in our shows.
Well, I started off poetry. I've written poetry my whole life.
We let them all know.
Yep.
So I actually started like reading Dr. Seuss when I was young and stuff like that, and the rhyming stuff he does, like the rhyme that was a part of his stories and stuff like that. So I kind of like picked up on the rhythm that was, you know, inside of that stuff. And I'm reading poetry and stuff, and I like to sing, so it seems like it comes naturally for me.
That's how it started. You just said how it started. It started with nursery rhymes. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. That's how hip hop started. They don't know the rules. They don't know the rules. You just told the rules. You told the rules.
Right.
Nursery rhymes. Started hip hop. There you go. Jack and Jill went up the hill. Three little pigs. What?
Yep.
Wait. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. You understand? That's how we did when we was little kids back in the hood back in the day before you got on the mic. Again, they don't know nothing about hip-hop.
That's right, man. That's right.
It started on the corner. It started on the corner. The show started on the corner. It started on the steps. It started in the block parties. That's where it started at. Not the club.
Yeah, years ago.
On the corner, on the stoop. You understand? Jack and Jill went up the hill with one of the first rhymes. Tell me I'm lying.
Wow.
But anyway, I appreciate it. And I look forward to coming to Vegas on May 15th and hanging out with y'all and busting some flows like we do. We're going to do what we do.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. And I'd like to thank you for calling the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Awesome.
Welcome.
Guys.
Talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you
awesome.
Soon.
Bye.
Yeah, we're going to play your other song real quick. We're going to play the other one.
Okay, cool.
Can we play? You have a second song. What was that second song you have?
Oh, man. I think it's Crush on You.
You sent me.
I'm saying.
Second song you sent me.
Yeah, I believe that was Crush on You, yeah.
You sent me two, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, can we play the second song, Ed?
Slacking in the BED, contact Dr. Thunderstroke immediately.
Yeah.
Free constellations from 9 to 6, most cream from the tongue and rum from the dick. 5-star rating for my home delivery.
Yeah.
Fuck your brains loose, rattling your kidneys. I get great reviews to back my boast. Last week, I broke my 44th bedpost. Never fatigue, sweat I wheeze with ease. If you deep throat, I bring pads for your knees. Oils and whips, nothing's off limits. Except back door, no anal entrance. Spread eagle, get the pussy talking. When I hit it from the back, I might start barking. Work those walls, baby, show your grip. And I keep my boots on so a nigga won't slip.
No
pop on top, so I can see his cheeks. Talking on your nipples, got your wrist slurred feet. Increase the tempo, rock the boat. The best supplement is he's eating down your throat. You ain't nasty nigga, so work out the kinks. Stand it up, stand it up, hold on to the sink. Four play, never dive right in. Pre-game before the real action begins. Slow flicks, circles and swirls. Announce when you're coming, get it girl. Pleasure's the purpose by any means. Baby making music helps grind up the screen. That's why I laugh when youngins run their lips. Cause some services probably only mama's wish list. Whatever she needs, I got custom packages. Back from the stroke, always ready for action. Yeah. I don't miss a session, I'm always on time, yeah. Cause I know the right thing to do and the right thing to say that'll blow my mind. They call me, I'm Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. Yeah. I know what she wants, no need to beg or plead. Make a climax, back to back, satisfaction guaranteed, yeah, yeah. I'm Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. My favorite client is a divorcee. 55146 with double D's. Yeah. Pound the pussy on the balcony. Yeah. She cheers me on. Hercules, Hercules. Clientele is of a wide range. Nurses and chicks in the stock exchange. The lonely housewife to the snobby type. They want the same thing. Professional pipe. I happily oblige. Put them panties to the side. Yeah. Role play with a cowboy hat. Raw high. I love a cougar. Unleash the freak. Make the kitty purr while I go balls deep. Miss Johnson looks like Pam Grier. Let's ride my face while I slap a rear. Yeah. Slurp and suck while she winds it up. Then I dive tongue deep in that cushy stuff. Yeah. Wet and wild. Lose your inhibitions. Give me sloppy top. Baby, make it glisten. Legs on my shoulders. I put in work. Tap the G-spot until you squirt. Sexual warrior. Black belt tongue. After three sessions, I bet she be strong. Sisters, woody, Spanish flies. I honor all flavors of pussy pie. Whether you like it very instant fast or long and deep to make it last. Thunderstroke is up for the task. Put me to the test. I'm guaranteed to pass. That's why I laugh when youngins run their lips. Cause the services are probably on their mama's wish list. Yeah. Whatever she needs, I got custom packages. Dr. Thunderstroke, always ready for action. Come on. I don't miss a session. I'm always on time. Yeah. Cause I know the right thing to do and the right thing to say that'll blow my mind. They call me. I'm Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. Yeah. I know what she wants. No need to beg or plead. Make a climax. Back to back. Satisfaction guaranteed. Yeah, yeah. I'm Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke. They call me Dr. Thunderstroke.
Yeah, we back. Apologize for playing that song. We played the wrong song. We used to play.
No, it's okay.
Play.
I was feeling it. I was like, okay,
yeah,
I mean, I sound good.
But we're going to play your song, Crush on You. That's the song we wanted to play.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to play that before we leave, before the show is over. But like, I'd like to thank you for supporting this show, and it's an honor to have you.
Thank you.
My homegirl.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I honor you for supporting the show. I honor you as a woman and doing big things in hip hop and supporting hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And keeping hip hop alive in New York City. And I like your music. I mean, your music, definitely. And I like your
radio show.
I've been tuned into your radio show. You know what I'm saying? Already, I went online and listened to it. So I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Awesome.
So I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? So we got people in New York that keep doing their thing. That's what time it is. OG.
Thank you so much.
From way back.
Definitely. No, thank you guys. I'm honored. And I just want to thank you guys so much for having me on the show. And just, you never know who's watching. You never know who's listening. But I just want to thank your listeners for tuning in. And thank you guys for your support and your love. And supporting this amazing show. And just keep pushing, you know. And real quickly before I got here, guys, my social media is my Facebook artist page is Vero G. My website is www.verogmusic.com. My Instagram is Diva and Diamonds. And pretty much everything is on the website. You guys can check everything out.
Yeah, check out her radio show, like you said.
Yes, thank you. Tonight. Yes, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, Eastern Time. If you're in New York, guys, tune in. We appreciate the love. It's live. You got to chat with us as well. Again, it's at DTF Radio. The app is free. Google Play it. You'll see us there at 6 p.m. live. We have two great guests and DJ, and we're going to give you guys a shout-out tonight, too. So just tune in, man. Definitely.
You know, that's what time it is. And tell them where they can send you their music so they can play it, so you can play it on your show.
Yes, yes. So you guys could email me at ro2884@yahoo.com if you guys are interested to be guests on the show or a magazine or, you know, want to just let me hear your stuff. Take it from there. Yeah.
Thank you for being on my show. And,
you're welcome. Thank you.
Keep in touch. That will send you some more of our dope music that's coming out. We're going to keep
awesome.
In touch. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
We're going to network and everything. Because like you said, you never know who you might meet, like calling in the show. A lot of people don't like to call in the show. You don't know what you mean.
Yeah. That's right.
That's how you advance in hip-hop.
Amen.
Hip-hop 101, networking. Okay. That's how you know people know about you. I tell people all the time, oh, man, okay, you never know who you might meet, right? You better be ready.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Seven, right? That's why they say that 15-minute fame. You never know. You might run into, you know, P. Diddy. You never know. You better be ready.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Definitely.
Okay. But thank you for supporting the show anyway.
Okay.
And keeping hip-hop alive. That's what's up. And keeping hip-hop in the Mecca hip-hop in the house. Representing in the house. Mecca hip-hop in the house. First and foremost, the GOAT. You understand the GOAT. Anybody from New York City that's involved in hip-hop, that know about hip-hop, is the GOAT. That's what time it is.
Thank you. Definitely.
All right. So take care.
You too.
And we're going to play your song. This is All Mess, and we can talk. Yeah. So I'll talk to you soon.
You too, man. Thank you, guys. You guys are listening to Crush On You. That's the song right now on the Victory album.
I got a crush on you. I got a crush on you. Don't know what to do. I got a crush on you. When I